You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in everything that God is doing. Mm-hmm. Always rejoice. Rejoice, as said, always mm-hmm. rejoice. Mm-hmm. Rejoice in the Lord, because God is a good God. Mm-hmm. And every good gift comes from God. So today we have the gift of life. We need to rejoice in the name of Jesus. There's so much to thank God for. There's so much to say, Lord, I thank you. And this morning, we should have a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of praise, just thanking God. Rather than have a heart of asking God for something, let us just thank him for life. Thank him for all these days that he has given us, Monday through Friday. He has extended life to us, and we need to just give him thanks and praise for that.
And tonight, June 5th, we have a great opportunity to come and give God some praise. We have Vibes at Living Word Church tonight at 6:30. So it's going to be from 6:30 to 9:30. So no matter what time you're listening to this program today, you'll be able to make it. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. There's going to be a DJ. There's going to be live music. There's going to be a food truck, and it's going to be a great time of fellowshipping and just having an opportunity to praise God and to hang out with some good people. So come on out to Vibes at Living Word Church this first Friday. We're all are welcome. It's an inclusive event for all ages. So come on out. It's an outside event. So come and be prepared to have a good time.
Yes. And have some fun and fellowship and practice loving those that are different from you. Mm-hmm. Got to put that in. Mm-hmm. We just got to start a practice to love those who are different from us. Because that's what the Bible teaches. Mm-hmm. And that's what all this series is all about. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Mm-hmm. And who is my neighbor? My neighbor is not the person necessarily live next door to me, but my neighbor is the one that is in need. And Jesus points that out and teaches us clearly so we can make no mistake. Who is my neighbor? The one that is in need. The one that is different from me. The one that is not my same culture, same race, same political persuasion, and not necessarily my neighbor. My neighbor can be the one right out there that is beaten up, need some help. That's my neighbor. Jesus said, go love that one. Mm-hmm. So, yes. So come out and let's have some fellowship, one with another. Bring your neighbor. No, we understand who is your neighbor. Someone's there. Bring your neighbor tonight and let's have some fellowship.
Mm-hmm. Matthew chapter 5, verse 11 tells us, blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. So this is, again, Jesus re-emphasizing, telling us again, look, you're still blessed. Don't matter what they say against you, what your enemy comes at you with, yeah. You're still blessed.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that we know 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 that we have access to the love of God. That is what we reach for. We don't ball up our fist. We don't reach back for some words from the cursed dictionary.
Yes.
We reach back for His love.
Yes.
And then we release that into the earth. That's how we deal with difficult people, to be able to start seeing difficult people the way Christ sees them.
And we see we can do that through the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Remember, this week we learned that Jesus tells us we are to practice radical type of love. Mm-hmm. Jesus teaches us forgiveness free the heart. Mm-hmm. So we are to forgive those who despisefully use us. And we are to love difficult people because it reflects Christ's love. It reflects Christ's love. Loving difficult people reflects Christ's love. Because who did He love? He loved difficult people.
Mm-hmm.
Who did Christ love? Difficult people. Who did He die for? Difficult people. So when we love difficult people, it reflects Christ's love. So I said to you on this Friday, let's find somebody that is different from us. One hand practical here. Let's find somebody that is different from us and show them the love of Jesus Christ. Will you do that? Will you practice that? Will you go out, find somebody that is completely different from you and show them the love of Jesus Christ? Love is a witness to the world. Love is a witness to the world. Jesus says people who recognize His disciple, they recognize them how? By their love.
Love is universal.
Yes.
It doesn't need to be translated.
Yeah.
Love is love. And people understand and they recognize love. Even if they don't understand the language coming out of your mouth, people have a language barrier. There's two different languages being spoken. They still understand love. We have a lady at our church, and she meets the needs of a lot of people in her community by preparing meals for them, by giving them items that they need. And most of the time there's a language barrier. They're not speaking the same language.
Yes.
But they do understand love. People understand when you're going out of your normal day to day and you want to provide a deposit of love into their situation. People understand that. Regardless of race, regardless of language.
Yes.
People understand love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. And a love of Jesus, just put it plain and simple. Jesus says people would recognize His disciple not by their name, not by their church, not by their pastor. Jesus says people would recognize who are His disciple not by the church you go to, not by who is your pastor, not by your name, but by your love. Mm-hmm. And they'll know by your love that you are a child of the Most High God. They will know by your love that you're sons of God, that you're daughter of God. Mm-hmm. That's it. So sometimes we want people to recognize us that we are Christian because of the church we go to.
Yeah. Or how many scriptures we know.
Or how many scriptures we know. But that's not what Jesus says. Mm-hmm. Jesus says you must be recognized by the love that you demonstrate. The love that you demonstrate. Because this type of love only comes by the grace of God in you. And the connection that you have in God. Loving difficult people is one of the hardest commandments in Scripture. Loving difficult people, I can tell you, is one of the hardest commands that we can find in Scripture. To go out and love somebody that is difficult, to go out and love somebody that is different from you. But God loved us when we were broken. Mm-hmm. I got news for you. Mm-hmm. We were difficult. When did God love us? When I was in church? When I go to church? When I become righteous? No. God loved me when I was broken. Christ forgive me while I was a sinner. Mm-hmm. I don't deserve it. Like the guy at the cross.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't deserve anything. But Christ loved him and forgave him. He was a thief, died out there, guilty as charged, and he admitted. He says, we two guys up here with him, we guilty of our charge. We did that. But him, he doesn't do it. He doesn't deserve to be up here. And because of that, I'm going to ask him to do me a favor. Remember me when you go into your kingdom. He recognized that, oh, man, this yeah. We could preach this here. Jesus wasn't preaching to him at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good. Pastor, Jesus was not preaching to this guy at all.
Mm-hmm. He was just observing.
He was just observing.
Jesus' love for the people who were persecuting him. Yeah.
He saw the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And he recognized right away, hey, we're not going to the same place. Oh, you got to see that. Yeah. I hope somebody see that.
Yeah, that's good. Because it says in the Bible that that the criminals were going back and forth.
Yeah.
Like they were still all in there, you know, oh, why is this shouldn't be happening to me? Yeah. Or why? They were going all back and forth in their dialogue.
Yeah.
And then the one criminal, he realized, he said, wait, hold on a second.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
He's not responding the same way we're responding.
Uh-huh.
And he realized through his observation.
Come on.
It wasn't Jesus doing a salvation message with his words. It wasn't Jesus saying, hey, guys, we're all about to go. Which ones of us are going to heaven? It was his observation and seeing Jesus' love being poured out for the very people who were coming against him. Not just coming at him with accusations, but coming at him physically. And trying to take everything that Jesus had did and make it mean nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's going to preach. I'm going to preach a message on that because Jesus did not tell this guy that he was going mm-hmm. to hell. He didn't tell him, but he recognized he's not mm-hmm. going where Jesus was
mm-hmm.
going.
Mm-hmm.
He recognized Jesus was going mm-hmm. into the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And he recognized that he wasn't going there.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he knew he was going mm-hmm. there, he would have asked himself, remember me when you go into your kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
That's
all in Luke chapter 23. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemized him, saying, if you are the Christ, mm-hmm. save yourself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, do you not even fear God, mm-hmm. seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM. The Christian Voice of Brevard.
Veteran-owned Double Eagle Sawmill reminds listeners that 22 veterans tragically take their own lives each day.